Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police are searching for an adult white male, possibly in his 30s, who was a suspect in an attack on a woman who answered the front door to her residence on U Street in Eureka at just past midnight this morning. The victim told police that she was awakened when she heard a persistent knocking on her door and a ringing of her doorbell, and that when she opened the door, she was punched by a man trying to force his way inside. The victim said that after a brief struggle, she was able to get the door closed and locked, and that the suspect then fled the scene on foot. Police responded to the area and began a search for the suspect, including the use of a canine unit, but lost the suspect's trail in a greenbelt area near St. Joseph's Hospital. The suspect is described as an adult white male in his 30s, 5'10", with a thin to medium build, who was wearing all dark clothing. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough that will ban the commercial production of genetically altered fish and non-native salmon. The so-called frankenfish are a threat to native California salmon and steelhead, and there stood a possibility that fish genetically altered to grow faster in fish farms could make their way into native fish populations. The new law codifies what transgenic means for regulatory purposes, and the stocking of transgenic salmonids is now expressly forbidden in California. Chesbrough applauded the decision and thanked the governor for understanding the importance of protecting California's wild salmon and steelhead from the threat of transgenic modification. Congressman Jared Huffman announced on Monday that the Office of National Drug Control Policy has designated Trinity County as a high-intensity drug trafficking area. That designation, created in 1988, allows for better coordination between federal, state, tribal, and local law enforcement agencies to address the production, transportation, and distribution of drugs in the designated areas. Huffman said in a statement that by adding Trinity County to the list, it will help the most rural part of his district fight back against the overwhelming problem of large-scale, environmentally destructive marijuana grows. With the addition of Trinity County to the list, it completes the Emerald Triangle, with Trinity joining Humboldt and Mendocino counties as designated high-intensity drug trafficking areas. In other marijuana news regarding the law, a group pushing for the legalization of marijuana in the state of California is aiming to get a legalization measure on the 2016 ballot. The Marijuana Policy Project filed paperwork with the Secretary of State's office and registered a campaign committee. It has started accepting campaign contributions for the measure. Citing the success of legalization in Colorado and Washington, the group wants to legalize marijuana in California, where they consider prohibition detrimental, ineffective, counterproductive, and wasteful. The Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project is also backing legalization efforts in Nevada, Arizona, and Massachusetts in 2016. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The United States Coast Guard issued a statement on Monday reminding those that fly model airplanes or drones that federal regulations govern where those machines may be flown. On Saturday, a quadrocopter was seen flying over the Coast Guard airbase at the Arcata Airport, a violation of FAA regulations. Those regulations require that model aircraft be flown no higher than 400 feet and that they may not be operated within 5 miles of an airport without specific authorization from the airport operator or tower control. In other drone news, Governor Brown has vetoed a bill that would have limited when law enforcement agencies could use drones without obtaining warrants first. Property owners who have received tax bills from the county should be aware that there is a printing mistake on the tax bills that were mailed out recently. The installment stubs on those bills show that they will become delinquent after 12/10/14, but that date should read 04/10/15. So if you are paying your tax bill on installments, it won't go delinquent in December. It will take until April of next year for that to happen. Anyone with questions is urged to contact the county tax office. The city of Arcata announced that the city council has hired Karen Diemer as its new city manager. Diemer, a graduate of Humboldt State University with a degree in wildlife management, currently serves as the city's deputy director for environmental services, a position she has held since 2006. Deemer has also served in the city's Recreation Division and has been employed by the city for 18 of the 23 years she has worked in local government. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.